Hey, so somebody put this idea in my head. I wasn't planning on doing this tonight, but I just can't get it out of my head. So what we're gonna do is we're gonna come together. You're gonna follow everything that I'm doing, and I'm gonna think about you doing it when I'm doing it. So I want you to make sure you have plenty of time because I kind of feel like just going slow today. I did kind of a crazy thing yesterday. And I just want to take it easy and relax. So I want you to go to a private room, pin your hair back or whatever to make sure it's out of the way. Just you're gonna have your head on a pillow, so make sure it's gonna be comfortable. You're gonna need to take off all your clothes, except for your panties. Leave those on. You don't need anything else unless you really want to, just your hands. And then get into bed. I'll be waiting for you there if you wanna pause it till you're ready. Okay, hey. So just lay on your back and stretch your legs out. Straight. For some reason that makes me yawn, but anyway, pull the sheet. Kick all the blankets off the bed and just have the one sheet and pull it up to your waist. And just leave it there. Just make sure your legs are comfortable. Squirm a little bit if you have to. Adjust your body. And then just start breathing in deep. Feel the air going into your lungs. Hold it there for a second. Feel the air going out. And the next one I want you to exhale as far as you can. Just keep exhaling after you inhale, okay? Now you can just breathe normally. And take one hand and bring it up to your face and just put the tips of your fingers right where your hair starts, and lay your palm across your face. Just feel the heat of it. Close your eyes. Just feel the heat of it on your face. You can put your other hand on your heart if you want to, just to see if it's gonna start beating faster at any point. Take your hand and bring it down your face to your jaw. Take one finger and slowly as you possibly can, and as lightly as you possibly can, turn your head to the side and then take your finger and drag it down your neck. In the collar, the hollow of your collarbone, and then take your whole palm and just bring it to the center and rub some circles right in between your collarbones with the palm of your hand. Now you can just bring both hands to your breasts. Just feel them a little bit. Underneath of them, you arch your back up a little bit to get a good grip on them. Just massage them however you like. Now, Take your bottom lip and suck it into your mouth and drag it across your teeth. Same with your top lip. I know it's stupid, but just do it a few times until you start to feel plump and tingly. Not so it hurts, just till you feel them getting warm. You just keep massaging your breasts and go above them. Just rub. Then take two fingers and get them wet in your mouth a little bit. And put some saliva on them and rub it with your thumb and your two fingers so that your thumb gets wet too. Bring it down to a nipple and trace around it. Just fondle here for a minute. If you want to just rub your breasts, or if you want to pinch or roll your nipples, whatever feels good to you. Until they're hard, if they're not already hard. Or you can just massage. That's fine too. Now take both your hands and start moving them down your torso. Just feel your ribs, your stomach. This is your body. It's so beautiful. This is yours. This is all yours. Just go up and down your torso. You can trace your thumb along the side from your breast down to your hip if you want. Just kind of feel it. Now I want you to take your feet and bend your knees. I don't know what it's called when you put your feet up before you're gonna touch yourself, you know? You know, spread them out a little bit till whatever's comfortable. And as you're touching the top half of your body, just start moving your hips like you would naturally when you start getting aroused. Just kind of gyrate a little bit. Don't forget to breathe and throw your head back. When you lift your hips, feel the back of your spine tighten. And feel how your shoulders, when they press against the bed and your hips are up, how they tighten and relax again when you put them down. Just start gyrating. Okay. Now bring your hands down to your hips. Kind of move them in. Spread your legs out. Move them to your inner thighs. Just go back and forth like that. From your hips to your inner thighs, rubbing. You're doing this under the sheet. You can use your nails if you want to use your nails, or just your fingertips. Now do the same, but go behind your thighs. Reaching down under, behind your thighs to the top. And back up to your hips. Just a couple times. Just think how sexy I think you look right now. Okay, now bring them back to the front of your thighs. And over your underwear, you can just kind of bring your hands. hand from the bottom to the top of your pussy. Use your whole hand. Feel how warm it is down there. And you can kind of grab it if you want to. Okay, and then you can take your thumb and put it under the band of your underwear and stretch it a little bit and pull them. You can do that with one hand while you kind of just grab at yourself with the other one. You can use a finger to concentrate on specific places under there. Just keep rubbing it kind of with your whole hand, squeezing. Okay, now you can take them off. Fingers wet again, or if you got lube or whatever, if you're not soaking wet already, like I am, but you can just go right in and use like three fingers and just from the bottom of your pussy, just slowly cover the whole thing first and slowly bring them up. Bring them all the way up past your clit. And then start over, put it back down. This time you can wiggle your fingers a little bit when you do it, and bring them back up. Kind of do like a circular motion and get everything really wet down there and make sure everything's moist. Oh. Make sure it's all slippery. You can start to put a finger in if you want, just like kind of not all the way in, but you know, just like rub it up and down. You can start playing with your clit a little bit. You can use one hand to lift up the skin around it, and the other one to make sure your fingers stay wet and rub your clit. I'm doing little circles, but you can do whatever you want. What are you doing? Do this until it starts feeling really good. You can spread your legs out farther, bring your feet up a little bit closer to your body so that you can lift your whole self up with your feet and just kind of start moving up and down. Is it feeling good yet? Oh, it's starting to feel really good. I'm gonna start to go faster. Just rubbing my clit a little bit faster. Oh, I'm gonna stick a finger in. Get it real nice and wet. I'm gonna stick two in. And just lifting my hips up to meet them. That's a good angle. If you wanna feel your G-spot, you can do that. I'm just moving my hips around my fingers. I'm not moving my fingers so that they're going in and out of me. Stop that And just go back to your clit. And just rub it up and down with like two fingers or one finger, whatever feels good. Do it fast enough so you start getting raggy breasts and your legs start shaking a little bit, you know? Just do it till you get to that point. I don't know how soon you want to come, but right now I'm thinking it's gonna be sooner than later. I don't know. I don't know, maybe we'll wait a little while. Let's slow it down and just stop and touch your thighs. Go to your knees. Take your knees and bring them to your chest. And just breathe. Okay, now you can put them back down and just feel around. Feel around your thighs. Okay, now you can go back to touching yourself. I think I'm just gonna rub my clit now until I start to come, okay? And you should come with me. So, whatever it is that you need to do to come with me, you need to start doing it. You need to start doing it really soon. Okay, because I'm starting to get really shaky and I'm gonna get my fingers even wetter. Oh. I'm gonna come really soon here, and I hope you're right here with me. I hope we're gonna come together right now. Wait like 10 more seconds, okay? Okay, let's come. Oh, let your voice out. Did you come for me? I really, really hope you did. Because that was fantastic. Thinking about it. Okay. That was it. Okay. Oh, I'm so tingly.